Was that a bonus crop or?
Well, it produced pretty good. You can yet make three crops on here. Just like you see that yard on the house down there. It was on more than not 2 weeks ago, but look how fast it's growing. Grass is something that grows fast.
Now, what about a crop you hadn't planted that year? Maybe a crop that, what do you call the old dry or dead grass that was left in the ground in the spring? Do you have a name for that stuff? Stuff maybe you had cut or had just died that during the winter?
How would I call that?
Yeah, you didn't get to it or something like that?
I would call it, I'm going to feed to burn my old trash or clean my land.
Did you have a name for maybe a crop, maybe 1 year you planted corn and the next year on that field you planted say cotton, but corn came up between the cotton rows? What'd you call that corn?
Do you know that corn don't make seed?
It doesn't?
It don't never fill up. If a corn get up in your cotton and you didn't plant it, it ain't gonna never fill up that cob.
Really? It'd
be plenty of vacant seed that's missing because it's not planted by hand. I wonder what caused that.
Yeah.
Well, it's just difference.
Yeah, me too. That's interesting. What'd they call it? Maybe a volunteer crop? Or?
Yeah, that's a volunteer seed that got up.
Uh-huh.
That's what I would call it. But it ain't gonna be like the one you plant. I would live with that. But a watermelon, you can plant a watermelon, you can eat the seed, the melon, throw the seed outside on the rich soil, and that melon make melon before winter time.
Yeah, what do you call that? Do your folks call it a
volunteer crop.
Folks call it that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you know what wheat is tied up into? You ever see wheat tied up into bundles? Or you call it what?
You said a wheat?
Wheat, yeah, maybe some kind of grain. Do you ever see that tied up? Or rice?
Yeah, I've seen rice tie in bundles.
Bundles?
Yeah. Okay. I used to tie rice myself. Yeah, I was a rice gunner, one of the best in the field. Tie rice, and every time I tie a bundle, blood would go with it.
Well,
it has a difference between that time and today. That rice straw would eat you hand up.
Would
it? Oh, Lord, have mercy. If it bleeds. Ain't no, it's a good thing they made a cane cutter and a rice cutter.
Yeah.
Ash potato digger, sweet potato, things done got so now, man.
Now you pile those bundles of rice up into what? You call that a?
Well, suppose you see at that time rice used to dry by itself.
Uh-huh.
And you pick it up like that, then you get a bundle and you make a loop with the 5-6 straw.
Mm-hmm.
Then you tie it and then you shock it in the field. And you stay there sometimes 6 months before they would trash or harvest it.
Yeah.
You have to shock that rice.
Mm.
You have to put it by bundle.
Yeah. Okay, you might say we raise how many what to an acre of rice? We raise, say, 20
bags an acre.
More bushel or 20?
20 bags an acre.
Okay. All right.